Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we your children come another Lord today, with heads bowed and humble hearts approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you, dear Father, to look down upon us, to love us, keep us, and protect us. Father, we are existing in a sin-sick world, a world that has turned its back on God and has declared that God is dead. And yet and still, we, your children, continue to hold on to the faith and to try to do that which is right. We're praying also, dear Father, that as we travel through this land and country, let us be ready to stop and take time to teach the word of God. See, we're not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. So let us continue to teach and preach that word of God so forcefully that everyone we come in contact with will come and ask, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, that as we preach your word and teach your word, that we, your children, will not grow weary or well-doing, but continue to hold fast to that which is good, to continue to stand firm on the word of God and preach and teach to all the dying and perishing generations. We also pray, dear Father, as we do this, that you will look down and give us support. We pray, dear Father, we will continue to follow you. Even though you may slay us, we will forever trust in you. So let us, your children, stand firm on the word of God and preach and teach what thus saith the Lord. We know, dear Father, that there are many men who are meeting and grouping in darkness. But help us to preach so forcefully that they'll be willing to come and sit down at the table of brotherhood and understand what you would have them to do. We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those who desired to be here and could not, and those who could have been here and chose not. We pray that they will come to a spirit of repentance, come and do what thus says the Lord, and remain faithful to the cause of Christ. We're also asking you, dear Father, as I preach, brothers, stand up and declare your word. We pray that you will help them make their calling and election sure by giving them a ready recollection of all the things that they've studied, by giving them the confidence to stand on the word of God. See, Father, we are reaching out to the whole entire world through our radio program. We're praying to Father that we will continue to do this and continue to preach and teach your word. See, we're duty bound to do this. We're also praying to Father that we, your children, will always remain faithful to the cause of Christ. All of those who are sitting here under the sign of my voice, we're asking that your choice blessings be bestowed upon them. We're also praying, dear Father, that we, your children, will teach the world how to love. For we know because we received it from your Son. So let us participate in loving and caring for one another and being good to all men, but especially those who are the household of faith. We're also praying, dear Father, that as we go as your children, help us to take the time to go and see the sick, the shut in, those who are lame, those who are maimed, and those who are in prison. For we know so much that we've done it to the least of those Jesus Christ brethren, we've done it to him. We're also asking you, dear Father, as we do all of these things, look down upon us and smile. Welcome us and love us. Help us to understand that you have prepared a place for us. And if we're going to see your face in peace, we must continue to love and keep the faith. And if we've done all of these things that have been found favorable in your sight, love us and care for us and take us home. And this will surely be enough. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Let us all say amen. Amen.
Alas, and didn't my Savior bleed?
Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my sovereign die? Would he devote that sacred head for such a one as I? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy. down upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown and love beyond degree. At the cross where I first saw the light, I roll away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Thus might I hide my blushing faith while his dear cross appeared.
Starting with verse 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Let us go to our Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we prepare ourselves and minds to partake of the bread, the unleavened bread that represents the pure body of Christ that was given for us on Calvary, so that each and every one of us can have the hope of everlasting life, let us remember the sacrifice that was necessary, and also let us remember the body, the church, and each individual. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." Let's go to our Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we, as we prepare to partake of the fruit of the vine that represents the shedded blood of Christ on the cross for the remission and atonement of our sins. We pray, dear Father, that each and every one of us that partakes of this fruit of the vine will remember the precious sacrifice that was necessary so that we can have the atonement of our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.